These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. Australian football captain Sam Kerr has pleaded not guilty in a London court to allegations she harassed a police officer. The West Australian, who plays for Chelsea in London, is accused of using insulting, threatening, or abusive words that caused harm or distress to the officer during an incident in Twickenham on January 30. Police allege it relates to a dispute over a taxi fare. Simon Kennedy will run for the Liberal Party in the Sydney seat of Cook. A by-election will take place after the resignation of the current member, Scott Morrison. Mr. Kennedy says people in the electorate are concerned about the cost of living.
They're telling me they were promised their energy bills to go down by $275, yet they're up over 30%. They're telling me they were hoping their mortgage and their payments were going down, but they're paying an average of $24,000 or more a year in mortgage repayments.
Private health insurance premiums are set to rise by 3%, the biggest increase in 5 years. The federal government has approved the average industry premium rise, which comes into effect from April. Babies in Western Australia are to receive free immunisations against RSV, a virus that is the number one cause of hospitalisations in infants. Doses are expected to arrive in preparation for winter, when seasonal outbreaks of RSV often occur in young children. A new report has found an extra 2.5 million Australians are now classified as obese, compared with a decade ago. Higher rates of obesity have been found in rural and regional areas, poor communities, areas with lower levels of education, and Indigenous communities. Chair of Obesity Australia, Stephen Simpson, says some groups are particularly vulnerable.
Any community that is socioeconomically disadvantaged, marginalised, living remotely or rural or remote or even on the verges of our bigger cities, where the options for healthy diet, for example, are low compared with the more affluent, that's a set of circumstances that's going to substantially increase the risk of obesity.
Malaysia's Prime Minister has declared he supports a renewed search for flight MH370, as the 10th anniversary of the plane's disappearance approaches. There were 239 people on board the flight, including six Australian citizens, which was on its way from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it vanished. US seabed exploration firm Ocean Infinity has reportedly been invited to discuss its latest search proposal after two previous failed attempts. Anwar Ibrahim says that Malaysia considers the case to be of utmost importance.
If there are compelling case evidence that need to be reopened, we will certainly be happy to reopen, because I don't think it's an issue of a tactical or technical issue. It is an issue of affecting lives of people, and whatever need to be done must be done.
The United States has advised its citizens to return home from Haiti after renewed unrest in the island nation. Increasingly powerful gangs have attacked prisons and the airport serving Haiti's capital in recent days, forcing businesses and schools to close and hundreds of people to flee to safety. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.